Trump administration authorizes cyanide bombs to kill predators again, months after backlash. By Madeline Carlisle. The Trump administration will reauthorize the use of so-called cyanide bombs to poison coyotes, foxes, and feral dogs that could threaten private livestock. The decision comes 4 months after halting their authorization amid public backlash. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, announced Thursday it would include new safety requirements to protect humans and pets, such as additional signs and increased distances the cyanide bombs must be from homes and roads. The traps, also known as M44s, are planted in the wild and designed to lure in predators with bait, then release a deadly dose of sodium cyanide. But for many advocates, these adjustments don't go far enough. This appalling decision leaves cyanide traps lurking in the wild, threatening people, pets, and imperiled animals, said Colette Atkins, carnivore conservation director at the Center for Biological Diversity. The EPA imposed a few minor restrictions, but these deadly devices have just wreaked too much havoc to remain in use. To truly protect people and wildlife from these poisonous contraptions, we need a nationwide ban. The EPA first announced its decision to reauthorize the traps in August and then reversed the decision just a week later amid outcry. The agency had opened a public comment period, and according to the EPA's own summary, the overwhelming majority of comments from the general public, including the more than 20,000 letters from the Center for Biological Diversity write-in campaign, did not support the continued registration of sodium cyanide predicide uses. In a press release in August announcing the agency was reevaluating its authorization, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said, "This issue warrants further analysis and additional discussions by EPA with the registrants of sodium cyanide." On Thursday, the EPA announced it had come to a decision. It will reauthorize the traps, but add a 600-foot buffer around homes where the traps can't be placed unless the landowner has given written permission. They'll also increase the buffer distance around designated public paths and roads from 100 feet to 300 feet. The agency will also now require two elevated warning signs within 15 feet of the traps, facing the two most likely directions of approach. Currently, one sign 25 feet away from the trap is required. Besides the United States Department of Agriculture, the states of Montana, New Mexico, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming are registered to use the cyanide traps. Advocates have strongly pushed back against the decision, arguing there remains public opposition for a nationwide ban of the devices. Tightening up use restrictions is turning a blind eye to the reality of M44s, Brooks Fahey, the executive director of Predator Defense, said in a statement. In my 25 years working with M44 victims, I've learned that Wildlife Services agents frequently don't follow the use restrictions, and warning signs will not prevent more dogs, wild animals, and potentially children from being killed. They can't read them. M44s are a safety menace and must be banned. What is a cyanide bomb? The spring-loaded traps are also known as M44s and are covered with bait. When animals bite down, the traps release sodium cyanide into their mouths, killing them. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Service, whose mission is to help resolve wildlife damage and reduce threats to human health and safety, places them on public lands. State agencies in South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico, and Texas are also authorized to use them. According to an analysis of the Wildlife Service's data, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Western Environmental Law Center, M44 traps killed 6,579 animals in 2018 and 13,232 animals in 2017. In 2017, more than 200 animals were killed accidentally, including raccoons, opossums, and a bear. Cyanide bombs were in use before the Trump administration. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, M44s killed 13,530 animals in 2016 under the Obama administration, and 321 of those deaths were non-target animals, including family dogs and a black bear. Why are cyanide bombs controversial? The traps grew more controversial after an M44 in Idaho injured a young boy and killed his dog in 2017. His family sued the government for more than $150,000. The EPA proposed reauthorizing the use of M44s at the end of 2018 and opened a public comment period. The EPA's own review of the period said that, quote, an overwhelming majority of the 20,000 comments were against the traps. But the review also included comments from rancher groups that stressed economic losses predators could cause them if they attacked their livestock. Oregon and Colorado have temporarily banned the cyanide traps, and Wildlife Services in Wyoming settled a lawsuit to limit the traps' use back in August, per the Center for Biological Diversity. Such moves came after increasing pressure from environmentalist groups that argue the traps also kill animals that pose no threat to livestock and don't actually effectively ward off predators.